following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show on the earth, and the best time to listen because the two best-looking hosts and co-hosts are here. Denise Dirks is by far the best-looking. I'm the second best-looking. Cal is third, and Seth is fourth.
I don't know. Rodriguez on the board over there looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, you know what? 855-LAW-RADIO, give us a call or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And we're going to do a case or no case, so Fred Penny might be able to get more than one stupid point that I got the whole time. Denise is smoking it. But you can hashtag Radio Law Talk or call in and give us your feedback on whether or not it's a case or no case. And by the way, there's a number of affiliates. Make sure we are live because there's a couple of people that replay us, a couple of stations.
Yeah, we'd like to thank K-Hi. They have a FM and AM stations, and they keep our show for an entire week so that you can listen to it at the Listen on Audio on Demand.
Yeah,
K-Hi. So go to the website or download the phone app, and you can listen to our show and be the first people to listen to the show.
Yes, for those of you who know, it's 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. So we have listeners in Dallas, and we have listeners in Minnesota and all over the place. So make sure that you know that your station has it live 9 to noon. And if it doesn't, call your station and tell them to put us on live 9 to noon. We are a popular show. It is gaining traction.
Pretend to be outraged.
Pretend? Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Pretend to be outraged. All right. I am outraged because Radio Law Talks. Hey, don't forget we're talking about general legal areas of the law. Seek your own counsel for any of your legal needs. As you know, just because you're a lawyer doesn't mean you know everything. It's interesting. In the legal profession, I get so many phone calls. Hey, can I just, I have this issue now. And I always text people. Usually it's a friend of a friend of a friend. You know, it's like, I'm a personal injury lawyer. If it's not personal injury, I can't help you or I'll refer you to a client. And it's like, okay, let me just talk to you. Yeah, my house got repossessed and now what did I say about I don't do personal injury? I only do personal injury, but I don't do anything else. So that's interesting. But we're going to talk about some fun stuff today. The most important thing, this third hour, most important thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about some pork issues. The pork industry is being sued, and so is the poultry industry. We're going to talk about American Express gets a Supreme Court ruling in its favor, and more importantly, we're going to talk about the unions. And that's the big issue that we want to discuss that Denise and I have kind of prepared to go over. And this is a recent case that the United States Supreme Court discussed. But Ice Cube files a billion-dollar lawsuit against Big Three investors. Now, we're going to do case or no case, but not yet. I want to talk about the Ice Cube filing a billion-dollar lawsuit against Big Three investors. Now, what is Big Three? Those of you out there are figuring out what the heck is Big Three.
Yeah, I didn't know what this was.
Big Three is a basketball tournament. It's like, okay, you've got the NBA. Big Three is a three-on-three tournament. You know, when you go to the playground, what do you see? You always see guys playing three-on-three, or they play half court.
And they play half court.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so this has kind of become a new fad is these three-on-three games, and it's called the Big Three. And Ice Cube, the rapper and the guy that's – he's also a
He's recently in a movie.
Movies. Yeah. And he is the main guy that is
invested. Yeah, he was in Ride Along.
Right, right. So what this is – and by the way, I watched it yesterday. It was interesting. It's usually older guys. I'm shocked that – I haven't read the rules, but it seems like you have to be a certain age or you have to be a former NBA player. It's all the Damon Stoudamire, by the way. Shout out to Damon Stoudamire, who is the coach of University of Pacific basketball. But like Amari Stoudemire's one that was playing. You've got World Peace is playing, which is
Artest.
Ron Artest. Yeah, and it's just these older guys playing this three-on-three, and you go to the first one to 50, and you got to win by two. It's basically like you play on your playground, and it's kind of starting to take off. This game was in the Oracle Arena, where the war isn't that where the Warriors mm-hmm. play in the mm-hmm. Bay Area, and they said they had I think 16,000 people show up or something like this to watch it.
That wow. seems like
it's
a lot.
Crazy. Maybe not. It was a lot. I saw it. It was full. The
place
was full.
What's Ice Cube's upset?
So this
with?
Is what Ice Cube does. He starts this out, and by the way, it started in 2016, and then as it started out, there's an investment company that rolled in some people from Qatar. Now, they're saying that these guys are from the investment authority CEO. Now, Sheikh Abdallah bin Mohammed bin Saadi Al Thani.
Can we stop now?
Yes, that was horrible. But that's what he brought up. So they're suing them for $1.2 billion for defamation, trade libel, and the lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles this past Thursday. So what are they suing about? Well, what happened is they were supposed to invest in this Big Three league. And these games air on Fox Sports, and they were not paying up all their money. And not only they're not paying the money they claim they were supposed to pay according to the contract, but what Ice Cube and his partner are saying is they're also taking all the players out on elaborate yachts and big trips and schmoozing them and doing all this stuff to, I guess, gain favor of the players, yet they won't write the check. So they're suing him for $1.2 billion, plus they're saying that they're using racist-type language. Now, here's the best part of the whole file, the case. Those of you who didn't listen at the very beginning.
Wait, the investors are using racist language?
Yes,
the people that are promoting it.
From Qatar.
The non-paying investors.
The non-paying investors, okay. Not Ice Cube nor his partner. They're separate. So they're saying that they call them racist language. But I want to quote some of the stuff that they are using as evidence. That is, Ice Cube using as evidence as they are agreeing to pay, but they're not paying. And here's a quote. So these are quotes from their tweets and texts. Let's see. One issue is they can't pay because they have sinus issues. They're having sinus problems. The other issue is they can't pay because they're busy hiking. And the other reason they're not going to be paying, and this is according to Ice Cube, is, quote, "It's been a long day, brah." Oh, my gosh. I can see the guy in Qatar. Hey, it's a long – how do you say that? It's a long day, brah.
And I can see where, you know, tilting your head to sign a check with you have a sinus infection. I can see where that
Wait,
would
are you
stop
saying you. Bra or bro?
B-R-O, bro. But it's like that's yeah, a bra. So that's how they say
long
it, bra.
Day, bra.
You know, come on, yeah, bra. Yeah. Yeah. Long day, bra.
Yeah.
And so that's why they weren't paying. So they've got text. Hey, why aren't you paying us our money? Long day, bro. Yeah.
They'd go, bro.
Oh, bro. I don't know. I don't know what the deal
and
is.
And I've got sinus. I got sinus problems.
Sinus
I can't
problems.
Tilt my head and write
and
a
I'm,
check.
I'm hiking right now. Where are you hiking in Qatar? I don't know. What are you hiking?
Sand.
On the sand?
On the sand, of course.
Oh, my gosh. And so, anyway, and now they bounce back, the guys from Qatar. And by the way, Big Three is represented by attorney Mark Gallegos, who's Uh-oh. Also an investor in Big Three. So
that's a conflict of interest, is it not?
Well, it's his own investment.
No, his own investment.
Yeah, but he's
no.
representing another third
I don't
defendant.
Know. I don't know.
You would think so.
Yeah,
but this is what the defendants are contending, and this is a quote. "This article includes a number of allegations that are unfounded and incorrect. Among others, neither Qatar Investment Authority nor its CEO are investors in nor have any involvement with the Big Three." Uh-oh. So, again, these are all allegations. Again, we're bringing this up on Radio Law Talk. This is allegations. But this lawsuit is very interesting that the Big Three is suing the people or some individuals from Qatar that know how to say – what do they know how to say?
Bro.
It's a long day, bro.
A long day, bro.
Long day,
I'm
bro.
I'm hiking and I got
and my
a sinus,
sinus infection.
So I can't.
Sorry, the $1.2 billion is on its way. I sent a check yesterday. All right, no problem, brah. We're going to be right back. Talk to you later, brah. See you in 15 minutes. Yeah. Well, no, a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Get out of here.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top-quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking three skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. I didn't want to admit it, but I have PTSD.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding help and learning that I wasn't alone.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, we're back to make more points. What does that mean? I want some case or no case. Throw another softball. I only got one point.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Just by means of update and certainly not to rub it in.
So far
today, Denise Dirks has gotten 4 points. Frederick Penny has gotten 1 point. However, if it's any comfort to you, Chris Rodriguez, none. Todd Kuhnen, none.
I could catch up, and I just
Seth Madden, none.
There you go.
But he's here looking over my shoulder at my case or no case, so he knows the answer before we begin.
Hey, you know what? Remember, like those card players you used to do, Seth? You could you can point stuff or give me hand signals. Cal would never know. Up, down, yes. I could win.
That's a stinky case.
That means Denise is going to get the points. All right. So you know, in our hermetically sealed producer's room, we only have glass to look through. And Seth sits behind him.
Yeah, so we try to screen him off, but he does have a couple of arrows drawn on a piece of paper. I don't know what they mean. Anyway, the point
here. Uh-oh, here it comes. He's
the point here is, there we go.
All right.
I take you now to San Diego, California.
You suck.
That's pointed at me. Wait a minute. To San Diego, California.
All right.
Where an environmental lawyer took the city of San Diego to court. Why? He said the city of San Diego and Escondido and several cities in the area were allowing fireworks displays without a California environmental quality study. So he went to court and fought over that with the city of San Diego primarily, but also others that, you know, decides he's going to do that. And then when it's all done, goes back to the court and says, see, I did such a wonderful public service in efforting to get the fireworks canceled that I want my fees to be paid by the court. And by the way, my fees for this case are $750,000. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Two cases, really, one for the fees and one for the fireworks. But we can, you know, I'm flexible on that.
I have to ask some questions.
Yeah, give me some questions.
So the first thing is, you said the city of San Diego and Escondido canceled the fireworks. Is that correct?
What happened is,
he sued the county of San Diego, right?
Yeah, the county of San Diego and the city of Escondido.
Right, and then they canceled it?
Before I tell you if it was even an outcome, I can't. We have to decide if it was a case.
But did they cancel it, or is that asking you the outcome?
Yes.
Yes, yes,
yes, that's asking an outcome.
Oh, okay. So he sued for injunctive relief
immediately
to stop the fireworks until they did an environmental study.
A CEQA study. And he said the fireworks are damaging marine life. Now, there's nothing to back up his claim, but as you know, this is what you would call a postage stamp lawsuit. Anybody can file. This guy makes a living at this, though. He blocks anything in San Diego that he can. That's his reputation.
So the first question is it a case? Second is, was he successful in blocking the fireworks and getting the environmental study? And then third,
fees.
Did he get a fee? So is this a three-pointer?
Yep. It's a three-point question.
Yes.
That's a three-point question,
ladies and
gentlemen. So, Mr. Penny, because I know you want an advantage.
I'm dancing in the seat.
You don't want an advantage?
I just want to get this. I just want to win. I don't want an advantage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want the opportunity to answer first.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you want to answer first, or you want me to?
Sure, I can do it. But the thing is, you're going to have a more intelligent answer than I am. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the legal ramifications of this, but I'm going to say this is definitely a case. I'm going to say the fireworks were not canceled because I'm sure the government has more immunities to this. But I know that EIR, I do not do this type of law, but environmental, they call it an EIR study.
Environmental impact report,
yes. But they do require those, but I don't know if they require the government to get one. That's the issue. I don't know that, but I don't think they could require the government to do that.
Although the government is sponsoring the activity.
That's okay. That's okay. Right. So the answer is no, he lost that, and no, he did not get a $750,000.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Denise sounds like she knows what she's doing.
So the real question here is, would Cal create a case or no case where we could get 2 points if it's not a case, or we could get 3 points if it's a case and we answer all these little pieces right? And I'm within 2 points of Todd Koonin. So I have this really strong feeling that it's a case because he wants me to get 3 points and overtake Todd Koonin.
I do not have a dog in the fight. It doesn't matter to me who wins or who loses because we all get lemon bars at the end. But the point...
Well, the person gets to delve the lemon bars out.
Right.
I think that it's a case, and he sued under the private attorney general thought that he's trying to do something good for the public at large, and that this was creates a nuisance, and that they did enjoin the fireworks display, or they at least said they would. But what happened is the city and the county put forth an environmental study in time, and so he's going to get his fees. So,
wow.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay. Wow. And I'm going to give you
yes, no, no.
I'm going to give you an opportunity on the fees. I want you to think about the fees. Now, okay. $750,000.
That's a no on that.
I mean, is a lot of money for that case. So, mm-hmm. How would that work out normally? Would a judge say absolutely nothing, or would he work out?
Usually have to have a. It has to be in a contract whether you not receive fees. It's got to be a contractual issue.
Or alternatively, the prevailing party. But it's still you have to show the reasonableness of the fees. You have to show that the attorney is of the certain quality that was needed to seek this type of a case and those type of things.
Oh, so I thought it was more costs. I thought it was just costs, not attorney's fees.
It wasn't just a rummy guy going out.
Not under private attorney general.
Yeah, I don't do that kind of law. I have no idea.
Private attorney general,
I have absolutely no idea what the heck I'm doing when it comes to private
attorney general. Isn't it interesting that if the premise of the case, if this were a real case, wouldn't it be interesting that you could file a lawsuit unsolicited and then go claim that you're filing the lawsuit in the public good and that the public should pay not only for the city attorneys defending the case, but also you for bringing the case.
I think what's happened, yes. Cal, you're hinting that they may have won some attorney's fees, but not much. But so the answer is, but we only have 30 seconds
left. But
we
didn't have to say how much. We just had to say whether it happened.
Yeah. He said the question is, did he win the $750,000 attorney's fees? My answer is no. So
okay.
There you go. So it is a dueling battle. Does Fred Penny get 3 points or does Denise Durst get 3 points?
Zero.
Does anybody get any points? That's probably the better question.
We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Don't go away.
For legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Looking for a full day of fun for the family? You can't beat spending your day or evening at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville, the premier family entertainment destination for all of Northern California. Pick from one of two adventure-themed 18-hole mini golf courses, then get challenged on our fast NASCAR racetrack. Don't miss Golfland's state-of-the-art laser tag arena, Laser Nights, and over 200 arcade games. The best in family entertainment, now at Golfland Sunsplash in Roseville. Golfland.com.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo, but first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? Right then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti concilius me oriere por questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran, but after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
And now let's get right back to RadioLawTalk.com and check out our case or no case. Here are Denise and Fred.
All right, Cal, why don't you do a quick overview? Go ahead, Denise.
I want to say, if you guys want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or hashtag Radio Law Talk. We'll be following all of those methods to hear from you.
We do keep an eye on our social media, don't we? So the question is, can a guy come up, an environmental lawyer, a guy has a reputation for, you know, irritating a bunch of people and also making other people happy with his environmental lawsuits, can he go to the city or county of San Diego and say, you guys are not doing environmental reviews for your city festivals, including fireworks, and so I'm going to sue to stop them, and by the way, I want you to give me $750,000 for suing to try to stop the fireworks. So, two outcomes here. One is on the fireworks, the other is on the fees, and then case or no case, I guess is what this all comes down to. So those of you who said this was not a case, those of you who said it was not a case, that's nobody. That's nobody said it was not a case because it is a case.
Oh, we got a point. Yes.
So each of you got 1 point.
Yes. Catching.
Those of you who said the fireworks were terminated.
That's you.
May I see by show of hands, were the fireworks terminated?
I said they got injunctive relief.
So that means they,
So I guess that's right.
Oh, yes.
But wait.
Okay. I know. She's probably going to win. He gets...
You got two.
I'll explain in just a minute.
All right.
Those of you who say that the lawyer in this case, the Mr. Gonzalez, got his $750,000, may I see by a show of hands.
Denise loses that one.
Mr. Gonzalez got $250,000.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. I thought he might get something, but not 750.
There was a cap that was put on by the court. He had offered to settle his case with the city for $200, and the judge then the city said no, so they turned it to the court.
Oh, offer and compromise.
See, listen to what I was going to tell you. And I didn't say this to Denise because Denise, you know this as well as I do. whatever they ask the court's not going to give to him. They'll give him some money. I thought, okay, he might get some attorney's fees, but not $750, because that guy was probably asking for more than was reasonable.
Okay, so the judge said that would, you know, he said the cost of settling the case was more than the fee, and it was some kind of mess, and the judge said, this is what you're going to get, deal with it. Now let's go back to the fireworks. The judge gave injunctive relief and then immediately vacated that injunction so that the July 4th fireworks for that year could go ahead. So he said, you're right, you've got a point, we're not doing this, but we're not going to stop the fireworks this year because of it, because it was filed fairly close to the 4th of July, Independence Day holiday. So going forward in San Diego County, they do CEQA reports for all of their city festivals just because this guy wants one. How many people do you know, honestly, even in a court of law, unless there's money in it for them, and I'm saying this to be as flippant as I possibly can be, who have ever read an environmental impact report or care what it says? Honestly.
No,
I have.
Truthfully.
Yeah, not a lot.
I have.
Not a lot of people.
But did you do it because at home you said, you know, I want to read this EIR, or was it part of a case?
It was not part of a case, but it was part of some kind of activity that was going to take place, and I didn't want that activity to take place.
But she's a lawyer, don't forget.
No. I had a lot of private citizens that read the environmental report. Yeah, looking for a loophole to stop something.
See, there you go. If you have an immediate interest in trying to stop something that somebody else wants to do.
So he got injunctive relief, and then it was dismissed. So you're saying I'm wrong, even though I said that they still went on with the fireworks?
I'm sorry, Denise. I'm sorry how that works.
But you did
get a point, Denise, so congratulations.
Three.
So, and Fred got three, so that means as it stands right now, Fred has 48.
Yep.
Denise has 50. Todd Kunin has 51.
I'm catching. We're catching.
Chris Rodriguez has 31.
Yay!
And there it is, ladies
Where
and gentlemen.
Where it is. Case or no case?
Is case or no case.
Hey, pound, we did well. We did well.
We
today.
Did.
Nice job, you guys.
Darn. What was he? Did he sue under private attorney general?
Yes.
You nailed that. You are so smart.
She is
brilliant.
What he wanted the judge to rule was that this was so much in the public interest that even though the government didn't come up with its own way to sue itself, that he was doing a good thing for the people. And, of course, you know, judges have...
That's why I have Denise on here. She's the bright one. So we're the dumbest. Denise, let's talk about the union. This is such a big case that we're going to make sure we get to. We have a half hour left of our program, and this is important. So what has happened is the Supreme Court recently came down with a number of landmark cases. We've already talked about a few of them last week, but the most important, well, one of the important ones is we're going to talk about the unions, whether or not non-union individuals need to pay money into the unions during the collective bargaining agreements. Now, by the way, I'm going to back up. There is a lot going on right now in the news and in the courts about immigration, correct? So we need to make sure that we tell everybody, and I keep forgetting, next week we're going to have an immigration lawyer on here. And we're going to talk all about immigration, at least 2 hours, the last 2 hours of our program. So join us next week, 9 to 5, live Pacific Standard Time. We're going to talk about immigration law. So go ahead, Denise, start talking about the union. This is important.
Okay, first of all, a lot of people out there are concerned about the precedents that the United States Supreme Court has made over the past and whether or not there's going to be any overturning of precedents. This case is called Janus versus American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, and it's out of Illinois. Reason it's important that it's out of Illinois is because there is a Illinois public law that does allow for unions to come, and that means governmental employees. We're talking about state, federal, or county governmental employees. This is limited to those employees. The previous case was called Abode versus District Board of Education, and what it said was non-members of the union should not have to pay for any of the politics the union does, for any of the activities they disagree with, but they have to pay an agency fee for the collective bargaining process that the unions does, because in Illinois, the only one that can do collective bargaining is the unions. So, and because these non-union members benefit from the collective bargaining that the unions do, they have to pay these agency fees only for the unions. Again, that was a 1977 case.
Long time ago.
Right, and it was out of Illinois, so it still applied the same law. And the question is, does this law that required the agency fees to be paid by non-union members violate the First Amendment? So that's kind of the stage of all of this. You have to also remember that most of the time, the Supreme Court does not want to reverse itself. Right. However, in this case, Justice Alito, he delivered the opinion, and then Justice Roberts and Kennedy and Gorsuch all joined in the same opinion. So that's really important. Sotomayor filed a dissenting opinion. Kagan filed a dissenting opinion in which Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor all joined. So it was a very close decision. Very, very, very close, and very narrow, too, in the holding. By narrow, I mean it only applies to government unions employees.
And by the way, just a little tidbit, Mark Janus, who is the named plaintiff in this case, is one of 5 million government workers who are affected by these, quote, forced union fees. 5 million government workers, approximately.
Right.
So that's just an interesting tidbit.
So they actually, I think at the district court level, they actually dismissed the case. And when they dismissed the case, it was on the ground that the claim was foreclosed by Abode. And the Seventh Circuit actually affirmed that. That's how then when it got appealed, it got up to the U.S. Supreme Court. But remember, we're talking about Illinois law underlying this, and then whether or not
only government,
and it only applies to government employees, and it's at, you know, it's very limited in terms of what its scope is.
Here's another quick tidbit. It's more than just pocket change that they're paying. Union fees for doing this can range up to $1,000 a year they have to pay for this type of
just for the agency fees.
Agency type fees, yeah,
and that's a lot of money. And but the opposite is true too. Abood was based upon there being equality, right?
Right.
So they were saying, okay, if the non-union members are benefiting from the efforts of the union, they have to be paid the same as the union members,
yeah,
because it would be equal protection of the laws issue.
Yeah, you know, I would like to say something, but we really don't have time. I just wanted to mention a couple of quick little things that I think are relevant.
We'll talk about it after the break.
Yeah,
I think we'll be right back and talk more about this union case. It's a landmark case.
It is.
The Janus case.
It is big-time stuff that's echoing through the halls of many a state capital, and we'll have more information on that coming up right here on Radio Law Talk and on RadioLawTalk.com. So we, of course, invite you to stay tuned. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact,
Last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate you. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Denise, keep rolling.
Okay, the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So that's what we're talking about in Janus, is that whether or not the Abood 1977 precedent was still in line with the First Amendment. And the Supreme Court said it is not still in line with the U.S. First Amendment. And it says that it's going to overrule Abood. And it specifically says stare decisis does not require, in this particular case, for there to be following of the Abood matter.
Because the plaintiff that they got to carry this case forward specifically said, look, I realize there may be costs with negotiating my contract, but most of this money goes toward political donations, and I don't happen to agree with the right. union's political stance. So how can I have freedom of speech if I'm being, in effect, extorted by paying these fees to have to give them to an organization that with whom I fundamentally disagree?
And how do they know all that
that's
money?
That's a part of it. That's a part of it. But it also goes so far as because he did not, as a non-union member, have any right to negotiate or bargain his own agreements
contract,
with his employer, that in essence also took away from his First Amendment rights.
Right. That's right.
Interesting.
So it's very interesting how the court did this. And they really, really took, I think they looked at this in as fair a way as they could find. And then, you know, they said that the free speech and a collecting bargaining, a grievance proceedings, it just didn't hold up.
Yeah. So that's good for the non-union members, tough for the union, but there's you know what, we're going to get into, you want to go, there's a couple more quick things.
You know what, we pretty much have hit on most of it. You can read the decision. They always have syllabus of the decision as well, so you don't have to read the 93 pages of the decision itself, but it's very, very interesting how they took very seriously of whether or not they should or should not overturn Abood or Abode, and they overturned Abode, and they took seriously in that task.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, don't forget, the Supreme Court came down with all these different cases, and then another case is the AMX case or American Express case, and this one is super interesting because what I want to do is I want to talk about this as being a political case. Believe it or not, they just came down, also the Supreme Court, ruling in American Express's favor on a 2010 Obama case. And what happened is Obama brought in 2010 his administration in almost a dozen states sued American Express and some other credit cards for anti-steering rules in their contracts. And
which is antitrust, part of the antitrust.
Which is antitrust. Anti-steering is, in other words, you can't tell the retailers who or who they should or should not be working with or not allowed to tell them about any other Visa cards or American Express. So here's the point. American Express charges a higher rate. There's no doubt. Everybody knows that knows that's in the industry. They're higher. Why are they higher and more expensive? Is because, according to American Express, they charge higher fees, and that's the fees they charge to the retailers. By the way, those of you who don't know, every time you swipe your credit card, the retailer pays a percentage to American Express, Visa, MasterCard, and you're thinking, wow, I get all these great points. No, actually, the retailer is paying for those points. And by the way, you are paying for it because they're probably raising their prices. Go ahead, Kat.
That's also the reason that many merchants don't like American Express or don't accept it is because the fees are higher. I said before earlier in the show, they're generally between 1.5% and 4.5%, depending on the card.
Three is about right. So that's the point I was getting at is those people who have American Express generally are higher wealth income people, and they get more perks for their use. And I know
and
I had an American Express.
And they pay off their AMX monthly.
Yeah, and I had an AMX, and man, my American Express, boy, do you get extra perks with that. But a lot of people didn't use it, so I kind of got tired of it. And there's a lot of other, believe it or not, there's some lot of good credit cards that are Visa and MasterCard that have some good incentives. So I jumped to that. But here's the whole issue. It's an anti-steering provision. What American Express was doing that they didn't like was saying that you need to do what? As a retailer, you cannot steer them away from American Express and steer them to Visa, MasterCard. It says that in their agreement, and that's what the big issue was. It says, it stipulates in its contracts that merchants who accept American Express cannot encourage their customers to use other credit cards. That's called anti-steering, and that's what it's all about. But they lost. I mean, but those who brought the lawsuit, Obama, lost on a 5-4 opinion. And basically, Justice Thomas said the following. Basically, that this spurs robust competition and increased quality and quantity of credit card transactions. And more importantly, guess what? They don't have to use it. That, you know, any retailer that says you're forcing me, well, no, don't accept American Express.
That's right.
So that's why I think American Express won. It is a free market system, and if
what
you don't
want decision?
It,
was it 5-4?
It was 5-4. So it was
another close one.
And by the way, that's a jump to the Kennedy issue. Boy, when Kennedy retires, that's there. He was on the side of those on American Express, which is kind of more a conservative view of this decision. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up. That was very interesting. They believe that it was a gag order on the retailers by making them not able to tell them to go use another card. In other words, don't tell them, oh, here's another card. By the way, use this card. So,
yeah, you can't inquire about what kind of cards they have. Yes, you can.
Yeah, really quick update.
It's a consumer's choice.
Yeah, consumer's
ultimately.
Choice. So I'm going to do a quick update. The Nutribullet. This is remember that we talked about the blender Nutribullet are exploding and people are getting injury. I'm going to call peach injuries and strawberry injuries and smoothie injuries.
I thought it was lacerations.
Oh, okay. Well, they get those too. And they get heat injuries due to the splattering. Well, there's more lawsuits coming down. And I didn't know this. According a cold smoothie, if it blends fast enough, can become scalding hot.
Yes, it
then
does.
why would you, if you want a cold smoothie, why the heck would you blow it up for, I guess they're running it too long is the thing. So anyway, more lawsuits are coming and a class action, more cases are coming against the strawberry thrown against your face syndrome. And that's what I'm calling it. I don't care what you guys say. But you know, I was kind of making fun of this and I thought, actually, there are cases where the actual blades have come out and injured people. So there,
serious injuries.
That's more serious. I know one person suffered actual second-degree burns on her chest and first-degree burns on her arms, and 6,000 medical expenses.
I have a blender that you can do cold things, and then if you run it long enough, it makes soup and does hot things too.
Wow.
So there are blenders that are meant to do hot and cold, and that's probably what this is about.
I think that's what Todd does a lot.
But, you know, often. I want to know more about the pork issue.
Okay, listen, before I get to pork, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to jump on Nutribullet. You got to say that on their side, and this is a quote, we've got to say both sides. Nutribullet says it's dedicated to the safety and satisfaction of its customers. It's okay if the customers get strawberry all over their face. No, it doesn't say that. The company said every day millions of customers safely use the Nutribullet to blend nutritious smoothies and fruit, vegetables, and nuts.
Nutritious? Nutritious?
I'll say nutritious. Nutritious.
Nutritiously, yeah. Nutritious.
Did I say something wrong?
No, never.
Never.
All right, never. All right, but anyway, so people can make their smoothie. Most people are making smoothies and are just fine. So the smoothie injuries are going to be stopped due to this wonderful lawsuit. So those of you who are anti-smoothie injuries, step aboard and jump with the Nutribullet blender case. So there we go. Yeah, I know you want to talk about
pork.
The pork and Tyson chicken, but we have like 1 minute left. And I want to save this for next week when, and by the way, Seth has joined us sitting in the.
But this is another antitrust, so we could do it next week pretty easily.
Yeah, huh? We're going to talk about, Denise, basically it's the pork industry is being sued, saying that it's price fixing. And they're saying it's sued because, and the pork industry says, no, you're only doing this because in 2016, Tyson was sued for price fixing. And not just Tyson, but the poultry industry. So now we're having pork industry lawsuits. So.
Well, remember that next week we can only talk about this in the first hour because
right.
We have immigration lawyer coming in, very, very good immigration lawyer, and we will be talking about all the important issues of revolving around immigration.
And taking your calls.
And don't forget, Rodriguez is not coming back because we told him that seat's taken by immigration lawyer. So forget Rodriguez, but Todd Kuhn will be back.
If Todd's not back, we should take Rodriguez.
I'm Fred Penny. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station, and we thank you. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.